We're going to be in here 6 lines up from the bottom of Ayin Bet Amud Bet by Hani Halo Chod Ninhu. The Gemara now is going back to a statement by Rab Elazar ben Azariah that there were 3 halachot Moshe Mi-Sinai. And the Gemara is going to challenge that assumption and say that, wait, some of those things we seem to have drashot from the psukim. So why are you saying that that is a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai? Hani Halo Chod Ninhu? These are really halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai? Hani Krai Ninhu? These are really psukim. Meaning that we're able to learn out these Yudof Yom of Yemei Ziva from the Psukim. You don't need it from the Halacha Mishmisai, because the Pasuk says, by a Zava, Bisha, ki azuv zov dama yamim rabim, below 8 nidata, o ki tazuv al nidata, ko yamei zov tumata, ki mei nidata, tiyeh, tmeahi. And then, ko mishkav asher tishkav alav, ko yamei zova, ki mishkav nidata yela, chokli asher teshev alav, tmeyeh, kutumat nidata. So that's the psukim that we find by the Zavag Dola. So now the Gemara is going to darshan those psukim piece by piece in order to come up with these Yimei Ziva. And that is, the Gemara says, Yochol haruah gimel yamim b'tchila. I would think when you have to see 3 days in a row in order to become a Zavag Dola, that would apply even in the beginning of her sighting, at the beginning of her Nida cycle. She has a sighting for 3 days in a row, she'll become a Zavag Dola. So, b'tchila Nida ritzufim tehei Zava. Umanam ikayim isha ki tiyeh Zava, dam yeh Zova. What am I going to do with the psukim by Nida? Where is there going to be a nida? If she sees 3 days in a row and that she's a zavak dola, then how do I deal with the psukim that deal with the nida, which is isha ki tia zava, dam ye zova bitsara shivat yamim tia benidata? When is that going to apply? So Gemara says, apply that beruah yom echad, when she sees for 1 day. She has 1 day sighting, then she has this din of nida of 7 days of tumah. If she sights for 3 days in a row, she'll become a zavak dola all the way in the beginning. So Talmud Omar, the pasuk says, below 8 nidata, that this sighting by the zavak dola is not at the time of her nida. So what does that teach you? That teaches you samuch the nidata. It can't be, it's not at the time of nida, but it's adjacent or in continuity from her nida, right after the period of her 7 days of nida. That's when these zavag dola or these yimei ziva apply. V'ainli elo samuch the nidata. I only have it when it's right up against her nida, the day after she has it. Now, muflag the nidata yom echad minayin. How do I know even if there was 1 day more? So here, the day after she is a nidah those 7 days, for the next 3 days, if she has a sighting, she becomes a zavag dola. That I learned out from below 8 nidata. How do I know that if she skips 1 day, day 8, she doesn't have a sighting, and then day 9, 10, and 11, she does have a sighting, and those 3 days in a row, how do I know that she becomes a zavag dola in that case? Because the pasuk says, minayin tamad lomar, o kitazuv. That o kitazuv means even more. Even more means even a day later. Even if it's deferred a day, if she has a sighting for 3 days in a row, there she becomes a zavag dola. So ainli ela yom echad. I only have a case where there's a 1 day buffer between the time she finishes up her nida and she has the sighting of the 3 days. Minayin rabot muflag shnayim, shlosha, arba'a, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmona, tisha, vasara. How do I know if she's pushed out from her being a nida any amount of these days? As Tosfo points out, shnayim is unnecessary. We just darshan shnayim. We already darshan day two. Just because of the Rihut, just running through all the numbers, it mentions Shtayim again. But here we're talking about all the days of Yemei Ziva, from basically 3 to 10. We cover day 1 from the Pasuk that says below 8 Nidata. We cover day 2 from the O Kitazuf. So from day 3 to day 10, how do I know that they are also called Yemei Ziva? So Amart, Ma Metzinu Berivi'i, day number 4 of her Yemei Ziva, that day number 4 can play in 2 ways. Shira'oi l'sfira, it could be the first day of her Shiva Nikim, v'ra'oi l'ziva, or it could be one of the days of the 3 days to become a Zavag Dola. Because we had a Pasuk teach us that for the first 3 days after her being a Nida, she would become a Zavag Dola. In that case, she had 7 days of Nida, first 3 days of Yemei Ziva make her into a Zavag Dola, and then day number 4 is the first day of her Shiva Nikim. Then we had the next drasha, which is Oki Tazuv. She has 7 days of Nida, skips a day, day 8 she skips, and then on day 9, 10, and 11, which are day 2, 3, and 4 of her Yemei Ziva, that could also make her into a Zavag Dola. That means day 4 could be one of the 3 days to make her into a Zavag Dola. So day 4 can play both roles. It can play the role of the Shiva Nikim, or it can play the role of being a day of Ziva. So Abani Avi Hasiri, I will include all those days from day 4 and onward, meaning day 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 of the Yemei Ziva, Shra'u the Svira, Vira'u the Ziva. that they have both of those aspects to them. They can be counted towards the Shivanikim and Ra'ui Leziva. And they also can be a day that is Ra'ui to have a sighting that will count towards being a Zavagdola. Uminayin the Rabot Acharasar. How do I know there's a day 11? Tamal Omar. The Pasuk says, below 8 Nidata. Not at the time that she was a Nida. So now below 8 Nidata sounds like it has to be far away from the time that she's a Nida. That will present the problem because before the Gemara said below 8 Nidata means samuch l'nidata, close by or proximate to her being a nida. Later on in the Gemara has a drush of al nidata, which we're going to see later on, which is samuch l'nidata. And therefore, you can see in the Masorah Tashas, he changes the drush on the first line of this amud to al nidata. Al nidata means samuch, juxtaposed in continuity from her nida. And below it, nidata, it says far away. Yochol shani merabeh af shneimasar. So how do you know to stop at 11? It says far away from her being a nida. How do you know to stop at day 11 and not go to day 12? Amar t'lav. Umara itel rabot acharasar olotzi shneimasar. And you say 12 doesn't work. Why'd you include 11 and not include 12? Merabeh ani acharasar shro'oi l'sfira. The 11th day could be one of the days of her shivanikim. If she skipped a day, she had 7 days of nida, skipped one day with no sighting, and then day 9, 10, 11, or if her Yemei Ziva, that means day 2, 3, and 4, she had sightings that make her into a Zavag Dola. We learned that out of the Pasuk with Oki Tazuf. Then we have to count Shivanikim. The next 7 days will end up being 11 days after she was in Nida. Since it's Ra'ui to be one of the Shivanikim, it's also Ra'ui to be one of the Yemei Ziva. So that's why we know, Echadasar Shiru'ui L'Sfirat Oki Tazuf, since it will be the last of the Shivanikim, for the drush that we made out of the pasuk of Oki Tazuv, which means that you defer it a day, and then you have 3 days make her into Zavag Dola. Umotziani Yudbet, Chain Ra'ui L'Sfira, Oki Tazuv. I exclude 12, which is not one of the Shivanikim, from the two Limudim we have in the pasuk, either from right against her Nida, the 3 days in a row, or skipping one day and then having 3 days in a row. Since it's not one of the Shivanikim, it will not be a day that's Ra'ui L'Ziva. Ve'en Li'el L'Shloshe Yamim. I only know that if she sees 3 days in a row, that she has a Zava. Shnei Yamim Minayin. How do I know that even if she sees for 2 days? So the pasuk says, "Oki tazuva nidata kol yemei zov tumata." So my dash is from the word yemei. Yemei means 2 days, even 2 days. It's in plural. How do I know yom echad minayin? How do I know even she cites even for 1 day that she's a zavaktana? Tamalamar kol yemei. Kol is a riboy to say even 1 day. So 1 day and 2 days she is a zavaktana. 3 days she becomes a zavakdola. At the end of that pasuk it says tmeahi. So that word tmeah melameh shematamad bola kinida. That a Zava has the same din as a Nida, that someone who is Boel a Nida has the status like a Nida, takes on a lot of the framework and Tumaot of a Nida, so too a Boel Ziva has that same din. He, when it says Tamiya, he mitamad Bola, veina Zav mitamei mashuhu Boel. That's true of a Zavagdola, that's true of a Nida, but it's not true of a Zav, because as a he is a miut here that she has that status, but a male who has our setting Zav does not have that status. Valodinu, isn't it a Kalvachomer? A woman who can only become a Zavag Dola by having sighting on separate days, and nevertheless, she affects anybody who has intercourse with her, who become Tameh either by having sightings over multiple days or having just multiple sightings on the same day. That's more chamur. Certainly, she should be Tameh Mashu Boel. Tamalomer he. That's why we have the miut of he, that he mitama et bola, venazav mitame mashu boel. Now, even though we've had this kava chomer many times in the Gemara, and the Gemara has rejected that on numerous occasions because there's also chomra by nida. The chomra by nida is that she is mitama ba'ones, which is not true by azav. And because of that chomra, we always undermine the kava chomer. So Tosfot over here tries to understand why is it that we don't undermine the kava chomer. He says maybe the Gemara is ignoring that part because here we're talking about sfira and counting. And over here we're counting, there is a chomra by zav that's not by nida. Nothing to do with sightings. It has to do with the numbers and the counting. Umanayin, so over here, the Yusuf in our Gemara is Shehu, but probably most likely should be Shehi. Osa Mishkav Umoshav. How do I know that a Zava Gdola, or a Zava Ktana, has the same din as a Nida, and Zmitama Mishkav Umoshav? Tamalomar, the next pasuk says, Kimishkav Nidata. Kol Mishkav Asher Tishkav Alav, Kol Yimei Zava Kimishkav Nidata. She'll have the same status as a Nida. Ve'en Eile Shloshi Amim. That's true of being a Zava Gdola. Shnei yamim minayin. How do I know that when she only has a sighting for 2 days, that she's a zavak tana, she also has a din of mishkav moshav? Because that pasuk says, kol mishkav asher tishkav alav, kol yamei zovak mishkav nidata yela. Kol yamei, yamei, we're going to darshan for shnei yamim. So tamalomar yamei, yom echad, how do I know if she's a zavak tana for 1 day? Tamalomar, kol yamei. So there's a tumat mishkav moshav even by a zavak tana of 1 day and 2 days. It's two psukim in a row, and the kol yomei is mentioned in both psukim. Minayin shusoferet echad leechad. How do I know of this din of shomeret yom keneged yom? Tamel omar iyela. That's in that pasuk. It says kimishkav nita iyela. Iyela, Rashi says, we give her a havaya acheret. We give her one more chance. We give her another opportunity. Meaning that there's 1 day, shomer yom keneged yom. Yochot tispor shiv'a l'shnayim v'dinu. I would think that if she has a sighting 2 days in a row, then she should have to count shiva nekiyim. So by one, I understand. She only has to wait 1 day. But maybe by two, she should have shiva nekiyim. It's a kavachomer. Umahu, shein sofer echad le'echad. By a zav, if he has a sighting for 1 day, he doesn't have to be shomer yom keneged yom. He goes to the mikveh that day, and by sunset, he's already tahor. He has tumat erev. He doesn't have to be shomer yom keneged yom. Nevertheless, sofer shiva l'shnayim. He, if he has 2 sightings in a row, becomes a zav, and he has to have shiva nekiyim. He should sofer et echad le'echad. Here, where she, if he has 1 sighting, has to be shomer yom keneged yom. Einu din shetispor shiva l'shnayim. Certainly, she should have to keep shiva nekiyim for having 2 days of sighting. Tomal omer iyela. Einu soferet elo yoma. So the Iyala comes to say that by the Kol Yomei, there's only a din of Iyala. There's only a din of Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. So the Pasuk tells us that Shomer Yom Keneged Yom applies by Kol and Yomei, which is for 1 sighting and 2 sightings, but there is no Shiva Nekiyim until you hit 3 sightings. So Gemara says, Alma Krayninu. You see from this Braita that you learn everything out of Psukim. What's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah saying? That it's a din of Alocha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva cry. According to Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva thinks we learn out of Psukim. According to Elazar ben Azariah, it's Alocha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So now we have, out of the 3 things he mentioned, 2 of them Rabbi Akiva argues on. Bashemen, the Chatzilog Shemen by the Todah. Rabbi Akiva learns it out of a Pasuk. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gets from Alocha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Here, by the Yemei Ziva, the 7 days of Yemei Ziva, we see Rabbi Akiva saying that it comes out of this bright, out of this Psukim. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah again says that it's Alocha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So Tosfot speculates that the 3rd one is the same, even though we have no evidence to that, that the same machloka would apply by the 3rd Alocha L'Moshe M'Sinai over here, that Rabbi Akiva would disagree and bring Psukim down. I'll just note here that what's very interesting is that Rabbi Akiva is the position in many places in Shas. Rabbi Akiva argues against the position of Alocha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and he says, I can learn it out of the Psukim. We have it by Nisuch HaMayim, and we saw 2 examples over here of this, which is very interesting because we know the famous story of Rabbi Akiva and Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, the Medrash that the Gemara brings down, Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are all these tagim on top of the letters? Shem says, Atid Avodu is going to be an individual, his name is Rabbi Akiva, who will be Doresh, I'll call tag v'tag, he'll have a drush on every little crown that is on top of the letters. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, let me go sit in on his shiur. And Hashem sits up Moshe Rabbeinu to sit in the shiur. Moshe's listening, and he doesn't understand a thing that Rabbi Akiva is saying. He's very distraught. Here it is. This is supposed to be Torah mi Moshe, and he doesn't understand a thing. And the Shira, at one point, Rabbi Akiva says, oh, that's Alocha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu is consoled by the fact that Rabbi Akiva concludes his Shira by saying that it's Alocha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Because he heard that it was Alocha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that all of this derived from him and his Torah. Funny that that story, which relates that Rabbi Akiva is saying Alocha L'Moshe M'Sinai, in many instances, Rabbi Akiva is not the one who thinks that it's Alocha L'Moshe M'Sinai. In most instances, he finds a pasuk to darshan from, and that would be also, I think, in a similar vein, the same idea, that it all derives from Torah Moshe. And that's a positive or some consoling factor to Moshe Rabbeinu, that everything derives from the Torah that he brought down. Amalei Rab Shmaya, or the other alternative is Rabbi Shaya, the Rabbi Abba, Ema B'yomama Te'ezava B'leoya Te'avinida. That only during the day, if she has sightings during the day, she'll become a zava. If she has sightings at night, she'll be a nida. Because the pasuk says, Yemei, during the daytime. Amar lechak amar kra. The pasuk says on you, al nidata. Samuch le nidata. Right after she finishes her nida. So this is what I said before. The al nidata is probably what should be on the first line of this amud. That means samuch le nidata. Right after nida. We learned before, when does the nida terminate? When you have 7 days of nida, when does that terminate? After the 7th day. Right away, it terminates. You go to the mikveh on the beginning of the 8th day. At nighttime, you go to the mikveh because she's Torah already. So we're talking about samuch l'nidata, that would be at nighttime. So even b'samuch l'nidata, that's where the parsha of zava is said. So you see that a sighting at night will have that status like a zava gdola of a sighting during the day. So even though it's samuch l'nidata and it's at nighttime, imetavei b'leilya v'kakari la zava, and still calls her zava, so you see nighttime still has that din of zava. Now the Gemara ends, Tana Debei Eliyahu, Kol Ashoneh Halachot B'chol Yom, Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Abba. Anybody who learns Halachot every day is promised that he will be an Ben Olam Abba. whether that means that he learns halacha or he learns the sugya well enough that he comes at aliba de hilchata, then he is a ben olam ma'ash, shenemar halichot olam lo, that this will be the ways of his world, atikra halichot el halachot, that if he keeps the halachot olam lo, then he will have his world olam haba. Tosafot over here says something interesting. It says, I don't know if this belongs here. This has nothing to do with the Gemara that we just read. And he mentioned something that everybody quotes all the time. It says, it's svarim delo grasinin le. Miu beperish Rashi ito. First of all, Rashi does have it in his perish. And number two, Rabbi Tam higil besifro. Even though Rabbeinu Tam did not have it in his Masechet Nida, he added it in. B'chein nira. And he thinks this is right. Why? The Aydid Arielel behilchata mighty law l'sayim ba'davar tov. We just dealt with things that were halacha. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So since we dealt with that, we want to end off on a good note. V'itanami came b'megillah. And we have this in Megillah and the last perek, and also in the end of Brachot, this same Agadata, we end off with an Agadata to end off on a high note. Shekein matzinu b'nevi'im rishonim. We find by the Nevi'im rishonim, shesayimu divriyam b'divrei shevach v'tanchumim. They always end off the Navi on a high note. They end off on something positive. So just like the Nevi'im end off on something positive, so too Chazal wanted to end off a Masechta on a really positive note. So even though it's somewhat not relevant to here, but since we talked about Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and we want to end off on a high note, both Masechet Nida, Seder Tarot, and Shas, we want to end off on a really high note, that of Tana Debe Eliyahu, Kon Shalochot, B'chol Yom, Muftach Lo, Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Mazal Tov.